Time to get caught up with the folks from the Pennington Biomedical Research Center. Welcoming back to the studio, Kathy Carmichael. Kathy is a registered dietitian with Pennington. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on. We got a lot to talk about. I had holiday, stay and behaved during the holidays written down here. But you and I got to talk about school nutrition during the break, and I think that's where we're going to go.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about school nutrition, where we're at versus where we needed to be. What are we seeing in our schools right now? What are our kids actually getting fed?
So at Pennington, we have several projects that are supported by the Louisiana Department of Education, mm-hmm. including Louisiana Fit Kids and Louisiana Team Nutrition. And so we are working.
Did you say team or teen?
Team, T-E-A-M, working together as a team.
Gotcha.
In fact, it's a federal project funded by the United States Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service.
Okay.
And so we are helping with technical assistance. We're helping with nutrition education. We are even doing culinary trainings where we're all over the state helping the school nutrition professionals on certain ways to even change the recipes, working on local ingredients. There's also rules that the school nutrition programs must follow, including the amount of macronutrients, which are your protein, carbohydrates, and fats, and mm-hmm. then your micronutrients, including sodium.
Okay, let me re-ask the question. Are our kids getting what they need?
I think if kids are eating the lunch or the breakfast, the National School Lunch Program, the National School Breakfast Program, they are. So kids are offered food, and they go through the line, and we're hoping that the food is going into our kids' bellies, not into the trash can.
Right. So oversight on that falls on who?
Well, the federal government establishes the rules, mm-hmm. and they fund the states, and the states then have programs with the school districts.
Right.
And so a school district is called a school food authority, mm-hmm. and they host the National School Breakfast Program or National School Lunch Program in the schools in their district. And each school follows a menu that the district leader has designed.
What's the Fit Kids program?
The Fit Kids program has been around since 2015, and that the Department of Education reached out to Pennington to help them design a website that would be forward-facing to help the public understand what's going on in school nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
We offer training for managers, for technicians. We also run the Louisiana Team Nutrition Project, which we just mentioned a minute ago, mm-hmm. Where we are all out in schools. And, for example, in many of our schools, they might be serving whole oranges.
Which you brought me one today.
I brought Brian a whole orange, but I also brought him a cut-up orange.
Yes.
Like orange slices, orange smiles, soccer oranges. They can go by many names.
Okay. Soccer oranges. I'm looking at right in front of me right now, a whole orange versus a sliced orange. And this is going back around to what you were talking about just a minute ago with, are the kids actually eating the food they're being served versus is it being thrown away? And when you put slices in front of me versus a whole orange in front of me, I'm going to grab for the slices because it's more, it's just an easier delivery system, right?
Indeed. Same thing with a sliced up apple. But
right.
If the apple was brown, you wouldn't want to eat it, right?
Right, right.
So we have techniques to help our school nutrition professionals in the cafeteria mix up a combination of pineapple juice and lemon juice to prevent the apple wedges from browning.
Okay. Well, I mean, worst case scenario, you can bite into an apple. I mean,
you can, but if you're
can't bite into an orange.
But what if you're in sixth grade and you have a mouthful of braces?
That's a fair point.
So
yep.
It's gonna be tricky.
So ideas like this feel like they're all forehead slappers because something that's simple should have been once it's known, it's known, right?
Right. But if you have a school of 1,000 kids and you don't, maybe somebody's called in sick and you don't have staff mm-hmm. to help you with all of the preparation needs that are required, you may not have time to slice up that orange. So there's certain ways to get around that. There's a device that it's called the sectionizer, and you can put the orange in the top and pull it down like you're pulling the slot machine, and out comes the sliced up orange.
All right, we've seen that on the infomercials, right?
Probably. The Sunkist sectionizer.
Yeah, or the what was it? The slap chop, I think, was very popular.
There's many methods.
For a hot minute.
Yes.
But yeah, it definitely reduces the time and definitely makes it more efficient, easier to get food from point A to point B.
Because we really want to have a colorful plate for our kids.
Yes.
We don't want everything on the tray to be brown and, yellow. we want to follow the MyPlate guidelines, which, you know, the federal government has established. And the National School Lunch and National School Breakfast program offers food from all of the food groups of the MyPlate.
What is the guideline itself?
Well, the MyPlate, if you can a picture in your mind, I didn't bring a picture for you today, but includes fruits, vegetables, mm-hmm. whole grains, protein, and dairy.
Okay. See, I come from the square pizza generation.
Rectangle pizzas are still happening.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still out there.
Okay.
Definitely.
Also, when I was in high school, our milk came in a bag.
Some places it's still like that, but a lot of places have moved over to cartons.
Thank goodness gracious, because they give you the bag with the little stabby straw.
Yes, yep.
And without fail, you would stab through both sides of that bag of milk.
It'd be a big mess, yeah.
Yeah. That definitely did not get it where it needed to go.
Right.
For sure. We're talking with Kathy Carmichael, registered dietitian with Pennington Biomedical Research Center. Can we talk about the local foods in schools?
Definitely.
I find this fascinating.
Right. So the federal government is really encouraging states to use local products in school meals. And so the Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry hosts this program in partnership with the LSU Ag Center Farm to School program. Okay. And so our school food authorities have special money that's earmarked to purchase local food and then prepare it and serve it to the kids. So, for example, I was over in Avoyelles Parish a few months ago, and they had purchased their beef from Coastal Plains Meat Company out of Eunice. And the school food service director and I discussed, well, what should we make? And so they decided to make hamburgers.
Okay.
And they invited the rancher to come to the school where they were preparing the hamburgers. They invited the LSU Ag Center 4-H ambassadors to bring their cows. And we also were out there with a table with nutrition education materials. And it was all of the pieces of the puzzle for those kids to see. In fact, the elementary school encouraged the kids to wear their Western wear. And so it was really a fun day where we were talking about we're getting this great source of protein. It's from Louisiana cows. And I'll tell you, I didn't see any hamburgers in the trash.
I would imagine not.
No,
because now you're meeting kids where they are.
Right.
That's what they want.
Louisiana rice, Louisiana sweet potatoes, shrimp.
I don't know that there's getting shrimp in school.
Oh, we just developed a new recipe with the Archdiocese of New Orleans, shrimp etouffee.
In school?
Yes, sir.
Spoiled. So spoiled.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Yeah.
Again, square pizza generation over
right,
here.
Right, right.
All right. Is there any area where Louisiana cannot provide the goods? Is there any area to put local foods in school where we don't have it grown here?
Well, if you wanted to have kiwis on your plate, which are a bright green color, I do not believe we have very many kiwi farmers in Louisiana.
No.
But, I mean,
kiwi is essentially a citrus, and we have plenty of citrus.
Well, I mean, but again, we're looking for the bright colors. We also want to expose our kids to things that are beyond just apples, bananas, and oranges,
okay.
right? We want them to see all the things that are available. So
okay.
the local food in schools is not about buying kiwis. It's about buying satsumas
right.
in November and serving those on every tray. In fact, yes. we like to celebrate with the Louisiana satsuma peel, where we're encouraging kids, you know, to peel a satsuma is much easier than this navel orange that I brought you. Much,
yes.
much easier.
Yes.
So there's a lot of great opportunities to really feature mm-hmm. fruits and vegetables. In fact, the LSU Ag Center Farm to School program has the Harvest of the Month program, where they have posters, educational materials. They even highlight children's books that feature that specific fruit or vegetable or local ag product, whether it's rice, beef, herbs, satsumas, strawberries, cucumbers, or cabbage.
I feel like having the connection to the food outside of the cafeteria leads to better consumption of the food inside the cafeteria. Are there numbers behind that, or is that just a gut thing? No pun intended.
Well, there are numbers. I mean, we can ask our school food authorities, our districts in the state, what percentage of the food that they're serving is local.
Mm-hmm.
And that has changed over time with these federal initiatives. I can't give you the numbers today, but maybe invite me back next year and
okay.
we can talk further.
Sure. But if you talk about like they're reading about Louisiana navels,
right.
so they're reading about tangible strawberries,
right?
Like, and then you walk from the classroom to the cafeteria and you see the application, and like,
yeah.
oh yeah,
yes,
I'm already familiar with this.
That's what we hope. And really, taste testing is mm-hmm. another really great method to get those kids on board. So when you do that, you offer them a small amount of whatever that item might be, you know, on a toothpick or however, and give them a sticker for tasting it and ask them if they're going to tell their mom and dad or their caregiver about what they had at school.
We got just 2 minutes left with Kathy Carmichael from the Pennington Biomedical Research Center. I got to ask about comps here, because when we look at what we're doing in Louisiana, I always like to look at what other states are doing to see what we can do better, what we're doing better than. Can other states offer what we can offer in Louisiana? Because I feel like we have all the resources at our fingertips.
We have many resources. We do. We have many rural areas in Louisiana where our school districts are not as big, as far as they don't have as many students. And so participation rates are really important. We want to make sure that all the kids in the school districts are participating in these federally funded food programs. That's really important. So I think that we are well aligned with many other states in the country, but there's still more work to do.
Yeah. Obstacles, hindrances, holdbacks to get that work done. Is there anything standing in our way?
Well, definitely we want to make sure we have a trained workforce, and we want to make sure that young people desire a career in food service and get the skills and training that they need before they show up. Do they have knife skills? Do they know about presentation? And do they have a background in nutrition? And those are the kind of things that we can work on as a state, but we also really want to encourage kids to know that that's a great career for them. In fact, many of the districts in the state have the ProStart program with the Louisiana Restaurant Association, where they're training high school kids in the culinary industry.
Okay.
And those school districts then engage with those high school students in their school nutrition program and work with them on developing new recipes and presentation and a whole host of initiatives.
She is Kathy Carmichael with Pennington Biomedical Research Center. Fascinating stuff. We keep going, but we're just straight up out of time. Thank you so much for a couple of very enlightening minutes this morning.
Thank you.